back to FinTalk, brought to you by Vermec. Here we discuss pressing topics in the FinTech, RegTech, covering regulatory, collateral and digital across banking, insurance and finance. Vermec has been proud to deliver innovative software solutions in these industries with stability and cost efficiency for global Rostov clients. With over 20 years of trusted transformation in finance and insurance, we're bringing industry's top experts to the FinTalk. I'm Gerard Akhtar and I'll be your host for this podcast. Today we are discussing digital transformation, acceleration, challenges, changes and opportunities in compliance. Today's guest is Alan Blanchard from Apex, one of our strategic partners. Hi Alan.
Hey Gerard.
Good to have you on board. Are you okay to kind of give our listeners a bit of information about you and how you've come to know Vermec and a bit about Apex?
Yes, absolutely. Very happy to do that. So thanks, first of all, for having me to spend a few minutes with you. So I think my sort of journey here begins around about 2015-ish when I was working at the Financial Conduct Authority, the UK regulator. And at the time I was working on the handbook of rules there. So how do we bring that into the 21st century? Because it was very much a 20th century piece of kit at the time. And around that time, you had Chris Woolard in the exec at the FCA and Nick Cook sort of leading this innovation program, part of which was exploring what they could do in terms of automating some of the journey for regulated firms from a requirements point of view, particularly in reg reporting. So could we produce rules that a firm could automatically comply with and return exactly the data that the regulator required in their report? So a seamless journey of regulator needs X data, regulated firm understands the data required and sends that in more or less automatically. So my involvement there was in the sort of rulemaking side of it, what requirements are needed for the technology to work. And then I worked with some of your colleagues who were at Lombard Risk at the time, the kind of entity that Vermec acquired a little while ago. And they had the reporting technology. So we were trying to figure out how to match the two together. And we did that through a series of tech sprints, hackathons, whatever you want to call it. But it was a lot of people in a room for a short space of time trying to get some sort of MVP up and running, which we managed to do a couple of times. So kind of since then, with the birth of RegTech, which sort of came out at around the same time, it's sort of this process of automatic compliance got a name, it got a hashtag of RegTech. And I joined APX, which was a RegTech founded in 2017, but I joined them in 2019 to continue the journey of machine-readable rules, automatic compliance, and how can we make lives much, much easier from a compliance point of view for anyone who's working in certainly financial services, but any regulated industry.
Thanks for that. I don't know if that's quite comprehensive there. There's a lot of experience there. I think that leads quite nicely onto one of the points that I know we discussed at the conference, and you know, you kind of discussed with our teams as well, around the machine-readable rules. I know I've been part of the sessions with the Bank of England and, you know, the other regulators. So it's, I don't know whether it's a stumbling block or there's, you know, other things going on, especially around the world, right? We look at where the UK is and we look at where APAC is and the other regions as well, and how they've moved forward with this kind of technology and kind of moving down that road. From your experience, and you've obviously been part of that and, you know, been with the Vermec side of it as well, how do you see that happening, or where do you see that going, and, you know, where do you think the UK are sat in comparison with the rest of the world? You know, we hear about what's going on in Asia and their kind of acceleration of this machine-readable rules. I'd be interested to hear your point of view, and you'll see how the UK is kind of, where their plan is going forward.
Yes. Very good question. So I think there's a couple of things there. So one is the sort of academic theory behind machine readable regulations, rules as code, law as code. And we do see plenty of that. So there are, I think most recently there was a piece published in Canada about what they're doing, but we have really all around the world different ways of approaching this usually based in some sort of semantic tagging with quite a comprehensive taxonomy or ontology attached to it. And we've seen that in financial services particularly, but it is also applicable, obviously, to any kind of legal area. So the first element is what's the sort of academic theory behind producing law as code? And I think there's plenty of that going on around the world. And then there's, okay, let's look at the industry regulators, which is the financial service side. What are they doing? Because obviously they produce law. They have an interest in producing law as code. And what I think we're seeing, well, what we saw in sort of the tech sprints in the UK was that we were interested in sort of doing it, or rather Bank of England, FCA were interested in doing it as their own proprietary code, rather than kind of flexing on some of the other more academic studies that have been going on. And I think that might be why progress slowed down a wee bit, because it needed really a fairly early stage decision on what is going to be the format, how are we going to do it? And I don't think we've kind of reached that decision point yet in the UK. Whereas over in, certainly in Asia, we've seen the regulators be a lot more open to collaboration with vendors. They put money on the table. So it always helps that there's skin in the game from their point of view. They're prepared to pay for this to get a good outcome, rather than a bit more of a voluntary for the greater good approach. And so I think what we see is Asia moving ahead in terms of getting closer to that position where I think we'd all like to get to, where certainly from a reg reporting point of view, this is an automatic thing, so that the regulator has the benefit of good data. The regulated entities are not too worried, not spending too much time and money and effort on putting this data into the arms of the regulators. This is all done in a standard way. I think that's the goal. I think the progress is now shifting out from Europe and the UK over to Asia.
Thanks, Alan. That's some really, really good insight, actually. I know we've been talking to our counterparts in Asia and kind of just seeing that progress accelerate quite quickly. And yeah, and you're right in terms of having the regulator buying into it and also the vendors buying into this as well. So it's a win-win for both sides. I want to touch upon the pandemic, impact of the pandemic. I know I can see both of us at home at the moment. So you were kind enough to be on a panel session at the Vermec conference in November. There's quite interesting points around digital transformation that came out there. One of the surveys that was done, it was the results from it was 62% of our respondents reported that the pandemic has accelerated their organization's efforts to implement a digital transformation program. So panel findings included a lot of legal and compliance processes just didn't survive working from home, and that digital transformation has to be integrated, reusable and collaborative. You know, I know the work you guys do. So how have you seen kind of the landscape, you know, lie and, you know, the transition? Have you seen that acceleration from the pandemic? You know, and your thoughts and insights on that?
Yes, absolutely. So, yeah, I think those numbers sound about right from my point of view. Definitely the paper-based compliance processes, having a team of lawyers in-house, answering the phones or emails and going to see them and doing face-to-face training and handing folders of policy documents around the office, these are struggling to survive the pandemic, or the new way of working, shall we say. And so this has nudged people towards a more digital way of working. Now, this is good for RegTech. RegTech's around at the right time for this, because this is the point of RegTech, is to move these manual analog processes into something more digital. So this is good. But obviously compliance carries with it a lot of risk. You get your compliance wrong, you strip out. Although it might be inefficient, it works, you know, to a certain extent. So there's a bit of nervousness in terms of how far and how fast do we go, which is understandable. So we manage that by being able to produce a very, well, let's say small, very manageable, scalable implementation, first round piece of implementation. So what we're seeing is there's a lot more willingness to try it out. Let's see if we understand it. Let's see what the risks are. And we're able to do that. And then we see the adoption, you know, grow pretty much in line with the graphs that we saw for the infection rates of corona, actually. So they more or less go straight up. So once we've landed, the kind of adoption, the spread of the kind of APX popularity, let's say, within the organization moves very, very quickly. So this is very good. I don't think we saw quite that rate of adoption pre-pandemic. I think the kind of reticence for digital transformation has gone, where which we used to see.
Yeah, from a Vermic perspective as well, and our digital transformation side of it, we're seeing that as well. It's interesting to hear that you're seeing that side of it, and the kind of the numbers that came back from the surveys we did has seen that accelerate. I'm probably going to put you on the spot. I know from a Vermic perspective, we've done a lot of work around data side of it, the reg side of it, and all our other softwares. Is there any key areas that you guys have been, you've seen a noticeable increase in? For our listeners, it'd be very interesting to see actually this area I've seen, quite a massive increase in work, or these are the guys that are reaching out to us because it's just not possible to do this at home anymore.
Not in one specific area. I wouldn't say that. I would say it's more about the legal and compliance process, the interaction between the in-house compliance team and the frontline business. It's that interaction that the gap there is big and stays big. And this is why the change is needed, because that gap only widens because of remote working and not having people in the same room and not being able to train people all in one go and hand them pieces of paper and get them to sign stuff and, all the rest of it. So I think that gap needs to come down, and that's the driver that we've seen, is that how do we get legal and compliance closer to the business, or how do we get business working in a way that legal and compliance don't need to be contacted? They know they're happy with, they've got the system and control in place. So that's not necessarily in, trade reporting, conduct rules, or suitability or onboarding. It's that gap exists anywhere, So it's a case of finding the starting point to start working on it.
I know, having a paperless society, I think I don't know if we're ever going to get rid of that. So I'd be interested to see how firms move forward, especially now that there's going to be a flexible approach to going back to the office, or, being in the office. Do we go back to that walking the file down the room kind of thing? So
yes, exactly. Well, I mean, we would hope that we've taken out the unnecessary steps, let's say. The stuff that needs to be replaced is replaced. The stuff that doesn't need to be replaced or shouldn't be replaced isn't replaced.
Yeah. That kind of leads nicely onto kind of future roadmap planning. So I know we are talking, so Vermic and Apex are talking and going to be working together. So I'm very interested to see what's going to come out. So something for our listeners to kind of watch this space. I think there'll be some really interesting work between the two of us. But, what's your 2022 kind of going to 2023 look like? I know firms and listeners kind of planning for the next 6 to 9 months. How does your kind of roadmap play out?
Yes. So for us, it's a very simple plan. We want to see all of these digital rules and regulations embedded into the systems and the processes that the firms use. Now, that will be something like the Vermeg toolkit. We want to have all of the regulatory requirements embedded in there so that as they change over time, there is no great big implementation effort. The rules are just changed in the rules engine, and your workflow within the platform is just an administrative exercise in terms of making sure you're allowed to do everything. So this is the plan for us. So at the moment, we are kind of deploying with web browser apps and maybe a phone app or something like that. We want those rules out from a separate digital way of accessing them. So we want them off the web browser right into whatever system or process you're using. So I want to book a client meeting, so I go onto my client lifecycle management platform. We understand the nature of the client. We understand that you want to go and see them in Singapore, and we will tell you in real time whether that's allowed or not. And this is just done. So the plan for 2022-23 is to move, and it's really a massive change, because previously it was, I've got to go and read two different country manuals and raise a query. We're trying to effect this massive change away from this analog way of working into this embedded digital way of working. So it's no longer even a separate process. You don't even know you've gone through a compliance gateway as such. You just know that the box has gone green and you can carry on and book the meeting and book your flights and everything's okay. So the focus for us is trying to communicate this embedded nature and why it's so much more efficient and better for everyone.
Fantastic. I'm quite excited to see what we're going to be producing together. So it's something to look out for. Alan, As always, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking your time and joining me on the podcast. Always very insightful, and I look forward to next time and, you know, welcome you back on our sessions to do another one.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
And again, thank you to our listeners. Hope you found this insightful as I did. Please subscribe to the podcast on the usual podcast forums. Thank you and goodbye.